Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Silent night, holy night.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and it will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. That's from Isaiah, and this is from Luke. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census would be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, where he belonged to the house of the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was placed to be married to him and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes, placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the end. And that's from Luke, beautiful part of Luke, second chapter. Welcome back, folks. 24 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. It's Christmas Day. Merry Christmas to you and to yours. I hope you have a great holiday, a safe holiday. And this is my 17th consecutive live Christmas Day show. I want to share another thought with you and this goes out to all of our men and women who are standing a post on our behalf around the world. This is, I hope you enjoy this. This is a poem from Lance Corporal James Schmidt. "'Twas the night before Christmas, he lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see who in this home did live. I looked all about, a strange sight I did see, no tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stocking by mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands, with medals and badges, awards of all kinds. A sober thought came through my mind, for this house was different. It was dark and dreary. I'd found the home of a soldier, once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder. Now, not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on the poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized that families that I saw this night owed their lives to this soldier who were willing to fight. Soon round the world children would play and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. Their very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees. I started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted asleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, and we both shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave that cold, dark night and this guardian of honor so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure, and he whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all a good night. That was, as I said, a poem from Lance Corporal James M. Schmidt. I've recited that poem on this show for years. For a long time, I didn't know who the author was, and I just attributed it to anonymous, but now we know who it is and have for a while. In the last 16 years, my own son was in a place not unlike that, in Iraq, for two Christmases. So I have some idea. Those of you whose family members have served overseas, who are serving overseas, God bless you. God bless them. For all those who are standing a post, wherever they are around the world, thank you for your service. Thank you for all you mean to us. And for their families, we thank you for standing by them and for waiting on them and for loving them. Merry Christmas. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Everywhere you go, take a look in the 5 and 10. Listening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.